When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 100 years. Kadok Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kadok is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and recore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. Kadok Radiator also has a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work.
Hi, I'm Gary Rachi. We also have a nice selection of reasonably priced used vehicles for sale, backed by a 30-day powertrain warranty. For your best deal, call Gary at 989-975-0909. That's 975-0909.
With the first carry here after the timeout on first and 10, gets around the end, not much going there, but a little action going on back at home and a personal foul. Actually, they're going to say a holding against Cass City, but the hold took place about 5 minutes after the play finished.
And it's one of them unnecessary penalties, Clark. The play was 10 yards away from that hold. I don't understand why the hold was necessary there, but nonetheless, it'd be a 10-yard penalty.
First and 10. If there was no penalty from the spot of the foul, it would be pretty much at the line of scrimmage.
Holding against Cass City.
As they're still trying to figure out what's going on here, and I spoke too soon as the rain is starting to come down onto the field. Plenty of umbrellas for the parents. Students really didn't bring anything. And we are an absolutely small as small can get spot on the radar here getting rain. So they move the ball back 10 yards to the 48-yard line of Bad Axe. Cass City with the ball moving right to left across your radio. Now first and 20. After that last play with no gain, really don't even look at it. We have a receiver wide each way, number 27, Drew Field in your far near sideline, and that would more likely be Curtis Dickinson on the far. It's a handoff right through the middle. Przanowski's breaking free again. He's at the 20 to the 15 to the 10. He's finally brought down just inside. Nope, he is brought in. Touchdown, Cass City. And there's a flag at the very last. That could be a horse collar penalty.
Absolutely.
And Cass City scores yet again. Przanowski breaks free from the 48-yard line, a 48-yard scamper in for the score. If this stands, which it should, would make it 28-8, Cass City.
First and 20, no problem. Hand it off to 26.
Makes it easy for the offensive coordinator.
Man, that guy, he is running tough tonight.
Against the Lakers, he didn't do a whole lot. It was more Drew Field and Cuthrell, but Przanowski find his legs as it's a personal foul, horse collar against Bad Axe. So the touchdown will stand. So now it makes it 28-8, Cass City, with now a 20-point lead and more than likely going for 2 points right here. It looks like as if they're trying to figure out if they will go half the distance to the goal line or mark it off from the kickoff. And it appears that they're going off the kickoff. So Cass City will move forward on the following kickoff here after the two-point conversion. As the rain's still coming down. Every time Dave and I are here in Bad Axe, it seems to rain. We apologize to the Bad Axe fans. Coming out in the I formation, three men in the backfield. Some big bodies too, Przanowski the last one. Hartle under center, going for the two-point conversion. It's handoff to Przanowski. And Bax stands him up. Two-point conversion is no good, so a 10:06 left in the second quarter. Cass City attacks on six. It's Cass City 28, Bad Axe 8, with 10:06 left in the first half.
Saginaw Valley State University, where personal attention and outstanding opportunities produce impressive results.
I'm Taylor Brown from Bad Axe, Michigan, and I'm a special education major at Saginaw Valley State University. Coming into college, I was not yet decided on my major, so coming to a school that had a wide variety of well-known programs was ideal for me. What I like best about Saginaw Valley is the small class sizes. Not only do you get to know your peers better and make great friends in class, but you also get more individual attention from your professors. I love that SVSU is in close proximity not only to home, but also other colleges, as I am still able to stay in touch and meet up with friends from other schools. From studying abroad in Ireland, I found myself to become way more independent than I was before. I think in my future as a teacher, my study abroad experience will help me in the area that every student is different, and I'm going to need to learn to think on my toes.
For more information, information on Saginaw Valley State University, including more stories from students and alumni, visit iam.svsu.edu.
You're welcome, folks. I stopped the rain here for you. As now, Cass City, after a 15-yard penalty on the horse collar against Bad Axe, Cass City is actually going to be kicking this off from the 45 of Bad Axe territory. So, will we see $5, Dave, right now? Will we see a touchback?
I don't think you will. I think Bad Axe is going to return it.
Good,
so
because high school betting is illegal. Sam Boots kicking this off right to left across your radio in his all-white jersey. Now a little damp with the maroon helmet. Kicks it off, and it's going to bounce at the 2-yard line. Here comes Bad Axe out across the 10 to the 15 at the far sideline. He's still on his feet, reverses the field. He has one man to beat. That's number 6, Barry Sanders-esque here. And number 6 draws him right down, grabs a piece of his jersey. Sawyer Cuthrell brings down number 26, Tyler Gray.
I think that's Nye, number 20.
Excuse me, you're right, number 20, Jimmy Nye. His jersey is so contorted right now because of the tackle, you can't really read the number. And they lost some yardage on that, so we'll say it's a 2-yard return for Jimmy Nye, and Bad Axe will start deep in their own territory. We actually have a block in the back against Bad Axe as well. That flag is down at the 17-yard line. So from the 4-yard line, they are back to, it appears, the 2-yard line, half the distance to the goal line. And now Bad Axe even further into their own territory. .953 left in the first half. Clark Ramsey with Dave Hansen here calling your Bad Axe and Cass City game. Cass City leading 28-8. Bad Axe with the ball deep in their own zone at the 2-yard line. First and 10, coming out in the spread formation. Morneau in the shotgun. Hands it off into a big huddle, and he actually breaks free of the first tackle. The ball falls loose after forward motion is stopped. They get out to the 5-yard line, and it's a 3-yard gain, and now we have a timeout called by Bad Axe. They want to talk things over. 9:38 left in the first half. You're tuned to WLEW Sports, 28-8, Cass City leads.
When the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. It doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is the quality of your independent agent and the company that stands behind them. Auto Owners Insurance has been recognized as highest in customer satisfaction with the auto insurance claims experience 5 years in a row by J.D. Power & Associates. For award information, go to jdpower.com.
Call Thumb Insurance Group agents Jim Saransky, Pat Stecker, or Kathy Stacer at 1-800-233-9533 or visit the office nearest you in Cass City or Essexville.
Tailgate checklist. Cooler? Check. Chips? Check. Hot dogs? Check. Your Cass City Redhawks hoodie? Check. Insurance? Check. This season, protect your team with insurance from Auto Owners Insurance and Thumb Insurance Agency. Keep everything you value safe, sound, secure. Call Thumb Insurance Agency agents Jim Saransky, Pat Stecker, or Kathy Stacer at 1-800-233-9533 or visit the office nearest you in Cass City or Essexville.
Bad Axe in second down, going to screen pass to the right. It's complete out to about the 12-yard line. That's near the first down marker. Pass complete to number 12, Tyler Labor. It was a 11-yard completion, and now a first and 10. For Bad Axe, even though the chains have not moved, the first down marker has. Am I looking at this right, Dave?
You look right so far.
Okay. The chain gang apparently is on a writer's strike with 9:28 left in the second quarter. We're going to talk things over. They're not moving yet. They want to measure it. Even though the first down markers or the line of scrimmage marker is a whole yard in front. But they're bringing out the sticks anyway. They want to measure. So we're going to have an extended timeout here. Dave, what's been the difference?